who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hansis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
What a show for you today. NBA free agency still going strong. Remnants from what happened yesterday still going strong. So we got plenty to talk about. So keep it locked right here with the Odd Couple for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We got plenty to get into and some great guests for you. Mark Medina, NBA.com and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, will be joining us. Kerry Kittles, former NBA veteran, Fox Sports Radio analyst as well, played in two finals. And Olden Polonese, friend of the show who always brings the noise. So Rob Parker is here. Don't worry. He is just locked out of the studio. Isn't that like, Rob, to be locked out of the studio? So, something to add, another comedy bit to add to his routine. So he'll be joining us in a few minutes. But let me introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, in the house. And it is, it may be his favorite day of the week. I'm not sure.
By far
Funky
my
flashback
favorite.
Flashback Friday. It is? Okay, you been in those crates?
Bruh, I'm still in them crates, CB.
All right. All right. That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Super producer Rob G is in the house and on the update.
Hey, Steve.
That's right. Our man, Steve DeSager. Rob has finally worked his way into the building. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mr. Chris Broussard?
Rob Parker. Good. I was worried about you, man. Like, what?
Nah, you know
what
me.
What
the heck
is going on?
Work my way in. You know, this is Detroit. I had to break in the station
in order to do the show.
Yes.
Okay. Man, you know what? While you in those crates, Alex, dig out this song. Ricky Nelson. I don't know, Rob. What is it? 1957?
I'm a traveling man. Is that what
it is? And I made a lot of stops all over the world. That's Rob Parker. So see if you can find that. Maybe not.
Can I tell you, the 45 that
is recorded on might be disintegrated. So.
Oh, no. You'll be able to find that song. And just an FYI.
There it is.
Can I give you the itinerary? Are you ready? Okay. Detroit. New York, Philadelphia, back to New York, Virginia Beach, Tampa Bay, Orlando, Miami, back to Detroit, L.A.
Wow.
That's the next 17 days. Huh?
That's the next how many days?
That's the next 17 days.
So you're going to be on the road for the next 3 weeks?
2.5. And then when I get back, it's the baseball All-Star game in Los Angeles. So then I'll be at that. And then I think that's when you'll finally take a vacation. But, busy schedule coming up. But all good, Chris. You know me. I'm a traveling guy. This is what happens when you're single and you're trying to
ready
enjoy.
Ready to mingle?
Yeah, single and you're ready to, you know, enjoy some friends and family. I like to mingle, but I don't want my visa to be charged. You know, that's the problem with mingling nowadays. Chris, I need
all right.
help. I need Chris. I need help. Maybe I'll talk to Crystal. Maybe she can set me up with somebody who's nice.
Maybe she knows
some other doctors, you know.
Oh, she does. I mean, I got to find how many younger ones. I was going to say. You're not interested in nobody over 40.
Okay, all right.
You're not. I've seen it.
That's my problem. All right.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. Let's get this thing popping. Big news today, Rob Parker. Zion Williamson gets a max contract extension. Now, they're still working things out, but the reports are 5 years, $231 million. Wow. And I think the delay, now there hasn't been any report about is it incentive laden? Is it fully guaranteed, period? I personally think that's probably what the holdup is and why it's not fully done yet. And I'm going to say it, Rob. Zion Williamson is awesome when he plays. And there is no way that the New Orleans Pelicans should give him a 5-year, $231 million deal, fully guaranteed, period. No incentives, no nothing, just, hey, next 5 years you're getting $231 million, regardless of how much you play. And I'm not basing incentives when I say that on play. He gets out there, he's shown what he can do. If he has a bad season, only averages 17 points a game, that to me, that's got nothing to do with his incentives. For me, the incentives in this deal should be based on his health and how many games he will play. And it could be something like the first 2 years are guaranteed fully, period. And then the next 2 or 3 years will be guaranteed fully. If you played like 120 games, that's 60 a year over those first 2 years. You know, stuff like that. And even injury-based. Like, and the precedent for this, Rob, is Joel Embiid. And if Joel Embiid did it, why the heck can't Zion Williamson do it? And Joel Embiid's deal was based on that. He ended up getting all of his money. And the injuries were all tied to previous injuries. So it wasn't like, hey, if you just get a freak ACL injury that, you know, nixes the deal. No, it had to be specifically related to his past injuries. And so I like that. I think that's the smart play for the Pelicans. And we'll see if they end up making the smart play. But I 5 years fully guaranteed, I would say, man, that is a heck of a risk.
Yeah, it is. But I don't think that they have a lot of options in New Orleans. I know they played well and they got a postseason run and felt good about their team and their nucleus. But Zion's a big part of it. And I told you this before, Chris, when he said, hey, if they put a contract in front of me, I'm signing it. They've had big stars leave that place, not want to be there, questions about the franchise and if they can hold on to anybody. And I think this is a good thing. If I'm the Pelicans, I want him. I drafted him. When he has played, he's been unstoppable. And I get the question marks and hoping that, you know, and trying to have a contract. But there's reasons, there's insurance, there's all kinds of other things. I don't know what the language is, Chris, and you could be right that it has some sort triggers.
Do you agree that that's the deal they should do?
Any deal to get him signed, I'm good with, and that's the risk you take sometimes. Chris, you could sign some, and I give it to you. He's had high school injuries, he's had college injuries, he's had injuries in the pros. So I understand why you would be a little squeamish, but that franchise, where it is, yeah, I get it. But I think that they want to make the guy happy, do whatever they can to get him in the fold and think to yourself, you're moving forward and this is a good thing for New Orleans. And I think them getting him now and not make it a question mark. Once he said he was committed to New Orleans, then I would be all in on Zion.
Well, but here's the thing. First of all, insurance isn't the issue. Obviously, the teams all have insurance. So if he did have some catastrophic career-ending injury, you know, the insurance would take care of it. But my concern is more, not so much the insurance, but the salary cap ramifications. You know, so if he's injured during the season or something, even though he can't play, it still impacts your salary cap. And so that's kind of where I'm at. But I'm also here, Rob. We've seen, and look, I get it. You want to keep guys happy and things like that. But it's players have proven, in fact, in New Orleans, that just because your name is signed on the dotted line doesn't mean you got them locked in, unfortunately. You know, I mean, we're learning that in Brooklyn. Kevin Durant, Rob, got 4 years left on his deal. And he's requesting the trade. You know, so Zion a year from now could request the trade for all we know. So it doesn't really lock you in. And New Orleans, of course, knows this from Anthony Davis. He had a year, full year left and was in the beginning of his second year, you know, with 2 years left when he requested a trade. And so it doesn't give you the security you'd hope for. A lot of these franchises will still be kissing the tails of these guys. And I feel like you didn't need to do it because Zion, you got him locked up still. Like, he can't become a restricted free agent, restricted until after this season. So you've got, if somebody offers him a big deal next summer as a restricted free agent, you obviously would be able to match, or you could give, if he plays all year or most of the year this year, you could give him the big deal. Now, again, I'm fine with them locking it in now if there are incentives, if it's incentive laden, based on games played and health. But if it isn't, I think it's a risk that I would not have taken, because you think you're pleasing the player and they still want out.
Yeah, but there's no way of working around that. You don't know. I mean, you can't, when the Nets gave Durant $198 and $4 million 4 years, They don't think that this guy's going to flip on them like that. You can't operate
exactly.
That. If that's the way, then you might as well go back to one-year contracts and go
I'm
year to year.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying. Mainly the injuries with this guy.
Yeah, I just
more than anything.
I just don't. If you're the Pelicans, I just think from what I saw when he was healthy, I'm happy with that. People have injuries. Sometimes they overcome them, and then they can just have a career. And maybe this is just who he is, and you never know. But I don't have an issue with New Orleans saying, you're our guy. We want to, you know, make you happy. We want you to be here. We want you to be the cornerstone of what we have. And I think that's what they did in putting together a deal and not waiting to say, well, you play next year and prove to us you can stay healthy all year, and then we'll kept back to you with a contract. I don't think that they have that luxury. Some franchises might, but I don't think the Pelicans do.
Yeah, I think they do because he was a restricted free agent. Like they can have him for at least
the next
2 years.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, so you know he might still. He was unhappy reportedly a year ago. Now he's happy. He didn't.
I'd be happy too with 231.
Right, but even before, right when you said a month ago, he was like, "Yo, I'm signing on the dotted line." Or 2 months ago, what changed? He didn't play. He want the money. So is he really happy or is he just did he just want to lock up the loop? Guys do that.
I'm not mad at him. I get it. Yeah.
Right. I want to lock up the loot too. I'm just saying if I'm them, I got to get protections. And again, Rob, I'm fine with them doing it now as long as it's incentive laden. But we'll find that out in the future. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in.
How does my voice
sound?
Did
the New Orleans Pelicans do the right thing by locking in Zion Williamson? And what are your thoughts? If this deal is not incentive laden, are you going to be, do you think they did the wrong thing? Let's put it that way. Your voice sounds nice, Rob. Real cute.
Thank you.
All right, 877-995.
My bass sounds nice too.
No bass is more trouble, but it's still.
Oh, is that right?
This no, it's
more
cute.
It's more trouble than treble. That's what I am. More trouble than treble.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. This was the jam. Anita Ward. You can ring my bell. We are the iCouple. And ring our bell. 877-99 on Fox. Give us a call.
Is this some messaging that song?
Get your mind out of the gutter, Rob.
What? I'm just asking.
It's a nice song. Ring my bell. You can. I got a bell on the door. Okay. You ring the bell and I'll open and see if I want to let you in and say hi and you got some pumpkin pie or some sweet potato pie. I want some pie.
All right.
Listen. All right, we're brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to get you back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service with more than 5,600 locations nationally. AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. 877-996-6369. Pelicans, Zion, 5 years, 231. You good with that? Your turn to win.
All right, let's kick it off with John in Minneapolis. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, John?
Hey, good evening, fellas.
How are you?
What's up?
Yes, sir, doing well. Appreciate you having me on the show.
Yep.
I have a couple different takes. One of them real quick. I know we got time, so... one of them is, I would have had to pass on that. I would have, while you had the opportunity, I would have went ahead and traded him. If he doesn't recover from injury, now you're looking at a much lesser trade value as the time goes on. I think with Ingram, McCollum, some of them guys they got out there, they could have made a trade that could have got them in position to really move up the Western Conference, especially as competitive it is. Because now without Zion or somebody replace that, I don't see them going nowhere because the Western Conference just continues to get tougher. And then one quick side note, I know this ain't the topic, but I'm in Minneapolis. hey, I'm all about the Gobert trade. I love it. I love that he separated. He got a chip on his shoulder. And I think he's going to come here, and we're gonna move up that ladder. So
how far up that ladder?
It took one step, or he's gone.
Where are you at? You're right. Yeah, I mean, look, we'll talk about that later. In fact,
Gobert will fit in good, and you know, since he can't play late in the playoff games, late minutes in the playoff games.
That's my concern about Gobert.
That's real too. It ain't even
pick and roll, right?
Right, that's real. I mean, we know that. Dennis in Virginia Beach, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. I'm coming to Virginia Beach. What's up, Dennis?
Yes, good evening, Chris, Rob. I appreciate you having me. Yes, I just have I just want to tell you first that your chemistry between you, Chris, and Rob is everything. Okay, it's everything that Kyrie and KD as a duo are not.
Thank you,
that's
brother.
Right.
Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, and in September we'll be starting our fifth year on the Odd Couple. Chris, can you believe that?
Oh my gosh,
that is
time
amazing.
Yes. You have a lot of
I didn't think I'd last 5 days with you. Let alone
going into five years. That's amazing.
And that's what's great about you guys. You're very on the your feet are on the ground, and you're very natural. Your debating is really one of the highlights of your show.
You know,
it's
what?
So interesting to listen to.
I will say this too, and I think Rob will back me up. We're friends. Like we have our issues on the
right.
You know, we have our debates, obviously, and we get into it, but we're friends. And there are a lot of people on the air that don't talk to each other off the air.
Right.
Like genuinely, you wouldn't know, but they don't like each other.
They don't like, they would never go out to dinner.
Right.
Chris,
right.
You know that. They would never. I just had the party for the Hall of Fame. Chris's wife, his mom and dad were there. There are people who work together who would never do that.
Yep.
Just never.
And you wouldn't know it. They're good at hiding it on the air.
Right.
But even during breaks or whatever, they don't talk.
They don't talk at all. And and we've known each other since 1992, which is a long time. That's crazy. It really is.
Yep. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We welcome in our friend, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, NBA.com writer, does a great job covering the association, Mark Medina. Mark, what's up?
What's up, Funky Cole?
Hey, Chris, Rob, nothing much other than just enjoying the NBA soap opera. It never ends. Yes.
You're right. That's the right way to describe
it. It is a soap opera.
We'll get to that in Brooklyn, but let's start with Zion Williamson. The deal's not done, 5 years, $231 million. Have you heard much about whether or not it's going to be a lot of incentives? I think they should do the Joel Embiid type deal, where it's based on, you know, games played and health and things like that. Have you heard anything regarding that?
I haven't heard exact specifics, but I wouldn't be surprised. But I think that there is some gray area here, because I think that, like with any organization, they want to be empathetic that, you know, injuries can happen to any player and there's some element of uncontrollables. But obviously, in Zion's case, he's had a checkered past, and I think that there are hopes to at least just be some more comforting feelings that, you know, he's doing what he needs to do on a consistent basis as far as his workout regimen for preventative reasons. But I think the latter part partly explains why the Pelicans are willing to invest in him long term. You know, when there was all this criticism that he got about him being detached from the team, et cetera, you know, people in the organization told me that, you know, that had more to do with just his introverted personality than any sort of signs that he's checking out. They felt like he was doing the right things that he could control from a injury standpoint. So I think moving forward, while there are question marks with Zion, with can he stay healthy, I don't think the Pelicans flinched with doing this deal, because they do feel that at some point he's going to get a cleaner bill of health. But worst case scenario, if he doesn't, they at least have something tangible as an asset that they can look at in future deals, as opposed to, you know, the risk of him leaving for nothing.
And the other part too is the history of the Pelicans and people not wanting to be there. And he was very vocal, saying if they put a long-term deal in front of him, he's going to sign it immediately. Don't you think there was some, you know, from the Pelican standpoint that here's somebody, and you know, the weather changes. We know Durant changed his mind after signing for $200 million. But anyway, the idea that this guy wants to be here, let's get it done and not wait.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think on top of that, that partly explains the thought process the Pelicans had of being active in the trade deadline last season. You know, maybe there could have been a thought, hey, you know, at this point it was a bad year. Let's just retool for next season and get flexibility. But the Pelicans were bullish that let's get some good veterans, i.e. C.J. McCollum, and let's just continue down the road of relying on Willie Green's coaching and Brandon Ingram's, you know, different flashes of good potential. And lo and behold, they're a playoff seed and they're an eighth seed and they're making noise and, you know, making themselves a speed bump against the Phoenix Suns. And all those things they think were instrumental in showing Zion that they are about winning. They are about trying to put the right pieces around them so that they can move forward. And so, no doubt, the Pelicans' long-term success is going to be on Zion Williamson with, A, how good can he play, and B, how healthy he can sustain himself. But I think the Pelicans have been trying to send the message that they're going to do their own work to try to, you know, make life easier as much as they can.
Mark, what do you think about the Rudy Gobert deal going to Minnesota? Let's look at it first from Utah's perspective. Do you think they're committed to Donovan Mitchell? He signed through 2025, has a player option for the following year after that. So he's locked in contractually. Do you think they will build around him? Or, I mean, they're hoarding all these draft picks. Do you think they may even trade him and totally do a rebuild?
They very well could. I think that they're just trying to keep themselves flexible for either scenario, depending on what the marketplace is. And look, Danny Ainge is the one running the shots here, and he's very much all about collecting assets the same way that he did with the Boston Celtics. As far as, you know, trading Rudy Gobert, it did seem inevitable that they were going to do this because, you know, they had so many playoff shortcomings. They had a lot of, you know, deficiencies as far as their wing depth defensively. And, you know, with Quinn Snyder leaving, it just felt like there was a writing on the wall that changes were going to be made. I don't think it really has anything to do with, you know, the history that Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert had of, you know, their infamous tension after the pandemic and all that stuff. I think those things are fine, but clearly they felt like they were running into a brick wall in the playoffs and they needed to collect more assets. And so I expected Rudy Gobert to be dealt, and it makes sense to Minnesota. They collected a handful of draft picks and some good young players and veteran players that can help defensively, but it also keeps them flexible that this could be part A of a larger deal involving Donovan Mitchell to another team. That remains to be seen, but as we're seeing all these, you know, fluid moving parts beginning of free agency with Brooklyn with Kevin Durant and, you know, DeAndre Ayton with Phoenix and Miami Heat trying to be a player, like all these things are interconnected. And so we'll see if there winds up being a 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon angle with the Utah Jazz with all this.
Well, Mark, let's talk about Brooklyn. And here's the part. Chris yesterday showed me a picture. Chris, what was that on, ESPN? Or I can't remember where you took that.
The players that couldn't be traded?
Yeah, and there was a list of about 20 really good players.
About 12, yeah.
Right, that Kevin Durant couldn't be traded for because
Ben Simmons is on the roster.
Right.
Yep.
So I'm looking going, okay, that X is that place out, that X is that place out. Where can they realistically do you see Kevin Durant winding up? Because I after looking at that list, it didn't look like there were many places.
Yeah, it's really tough. I mean, let's take his preferred destinations. With Miami, it seems unrealistic because it probably can't involve Bam Adebayo and Ben Simmons because of that whole rookie extension deal.
Right.
And all that. But with Phoenix, unless DeAndre Ayton is part of a sign-and-trade, that's going to be hard to do. I mean, I would think that the Suns don't want to part ways with Chris Paul and Devin Booker. But even if you look at all the different really good role players the Suns have, with Bridges and Crowder and Cam Johnson and throw some draft picks, I don't think that's enough, right? That the Nets wouldn't be satisfied with. Ayton would have to be a part of that. But the problem is, Ayton's a restricted free agent. He would have to be on board with being part of that program, and I don't know if he wants to go to the Nets. So,
and Mark, let me say this. Let me say this too. The Suns didn't want to sign him. You know, like the Suns didn't want him. Why would the Nets want him?
Yeah. And look, I haven't heard much interest in the marketplace for DeAndre himself. And I think coming into free agency, he was wanting to have an open mind. And if he found a better option, he did want to work. He did want to work collaboratively with Phoenix. But like, it hasn't even gotten to that point yet. And I think it's saying something that of how he's perceived, because the way the playoffs ended with him, where he was not playing really at all in that elimination game, I think spoke volumes. And it was a very surprising turn of events because, look, I know last season it began with, hey, the Suns didn't give him an extension, all that stuff. But at the time, I think the Suns organization was getting more criticism than DeAndre. He played really well for the most part in the finals, and it was seen as he's this young guy that's turning a corner. He's accepting tough coaching from Monty Williams and Chris Paul, but clearly it hasn't been enough. So while I'm not ready to, you know, put an expiration date on his career and his ability to grow, I think in the short term, he has a lot of things to answer that leave teams unsettled about their interest in him.
What do you see happening with Kyrie Irving? Because he hasn't requested a trade, although if I don't have KD, I'm really not trying to have Kyrie if I'm the Nets. But there's only one team out there interested, the Lakers. Yeah. So and again, if I'm the Nets, I don't really have much interest in what they have unless they're giving up AD or LeBron, which isn't happening. So how do you see this thing playing out with Kyrie?
Well, with Kyrie, I'm with you 100% that, you know, clearly the Nets are having mixed feelings about him. Same with Kyrie. I mean, he was basically pulling a George Costanza of, like, acting like he quit and then coming to the office the next day, as if he didn't say that, right? So you know, if I had to predict, it is going to be the Lakers because they're the only bidder. And for all the flaws that the Lakers have, like, Kyrie might be a relative solution because Russell Westbrook was that much of an issue last season. But
I
don't want any part of Russell Westbrook.
Right. If you're the Nets, would you take him?
I would not take Russell Westbrook. And
I wouldn't
either.
Here's
where it would get complicated. I think that they would have to involve a third team that is just in the interest of having an expiring contract, and maybe they can collect a bunch of picks. Hey, maybe the Oklahoma City Thunder's open for a reunion, right, and give Russ's farewell tour. But if I'm the Nets, I don't see anything redeeming about having Russ, whether you're a contending team or a rebuilding team. I don't want to say his career is over, but he hasn't adjusted his game or adapted, regardless of what his role is as a main guy or second or third option. And for all the rhetoric that the Lakers are saying that, oh, well, Darvin Ham will know how to get him to buy in, and there just needs to be, you know, better X's and O's than Frank Vogel had, they tried every button last season with Russ, with exception of bringing him off the bench, and nothing worked. So if I'm the Nets, I'm saying no thanks. While I do think that the Lakers will ultimately get Kyrie, I think that this is going to involve a lot of work because the Lakers, frankly, don't have really any assets beyond Russ. It's
all
pretty
right.
Crazy, certainly.
That's our man, Mark Medina, NBA.com.
Thanks, Mark.
Fox Sports Radio,
have
NBA analyst. Thanks, brother. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys, as always.
All right, my man. Peace. All right, Minnesota, they making moves. We had a caller say they climbing the ladder. Just how high? We'll get into that next. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, Fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's the iCouple, and if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, soon to be sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook. And Chris, 2-1 last night. We're looking for, I had a hat trick a couple days ago, but need another one. My best bet, Yankees at the Guardians. We're going with the run total over 8. Rain delay, Steve DeSager told us earlier. Hopefully that game gets in. We're not sure unless rained out, so we had thunderstorms here, Chris, in Detroit, so maybe that rain is all in the Cleveland area. All right, so that's out. We got two other games. Marlins at the Nationals.
Are you not going to pick another one?
No, I just got – I'm going to just go with these two.
You're going to move on?
Yeah.
Does that count as an L?
No, that just counts as it didn't play. Why, how could I get an L? The game didn't happen.
I'm just wondering, brother.
Okay, so I'm going to do Marlins.
How you do it?
Marlins at the Nationals, run total under 9, Chris. And then the Rangers at the Mets, over 9. I'm taking that for the run total. And speaking of Rangers-Mets, real quickly, Marcus Semien, who signed that big deal with the Rangers, Chris, played with Toronto, set the record for most home runs by a second baseman a year ago. I'll be at Citi Field on Sunday presenting him the first ever MLB Bro of the Year award to Marcus Semien.
Wow, that's cool.
Yep, and remember,
what does being MLB Bro of the Year entail?
So basically,
how do you get that?
So you know, we look at all the players and the seasons that they had, and then the staff votes on who should be Player of the Year, right? And then we vote, and then they name that. And because of the late start with the season, we couldn't get him the plaque earlier. So now we have a plaque, and I'm going to meet him in New York and give it to him. So I'm excited about that.
Is that staff you and JR?
No, the whole no. You know I have a bigger staff than that.
Are y'all going to, is this at midfield? Is this during the seventh inning stretch?
No. Pre-game.
At home plate?
Are you kidding? Stop.
You mean you just going to roll into the locker room and hand him a plaque?
Hey, here you go. Can I get a photo op? Can we take a picture, you know? Hey, but this is the humble beginnings of the website.
This is how you
know,
do
this
it.
Is our second year. So
this is how you do it.
No doubt.
I feel all right. I feel that's good. That's good. All right. Well, Rob, let's move on from there to the NBA. And quickly, we'll look at this Rudy Gobert going to Minnesota. I'm fine with it. From a Minnesota perspective, they needed protection at the rim. They were one of the worst teams in the league at protecting the rim, so they certainly get better at that with Rudy Gobert. I'm going to be honest, Rob. My one concern is that in the playoffs, we have seen Gobert get exploited.
That's the – Chris, he can't play at the end of games.
Right. I mean, we see perimeter guys put him in pick and roll and have a field day. And that is, I'm telling you, that's the one thing that scares me about this deal. It certainly doesn't put them in the championship picture. I look, you're trying to get better. They got better. They're a market that's not going to get a lot of free agents. I'm not mad at them for the deal. I'm just saying, I don't think it puts them in the championship mix.
I'm with you. It's a big name. You know, he's done a lot of stuff in Utah.
Yep.
Defensive player of the year. I get all that. But I'm with you. I don't think it changes where Minnesota is. If they're on the ladder, Chris, and have moved up, it's a step ladder.
Right. Real talk. All right, keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.